This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam. Prime Minister Modi said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. He said India is amongst the top five nations in solar energy.
Green energy ke mamle mein, हरित ऊर्जा के उत्पादन में भारत तेजी से कदम उठा रहा है। एक दशक पहले भारत सोलर पावर के मामले में बहुत पीछे था, लेकिन आज सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप फाइव देशों में आ गया।
During his two-day long visit, Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also virtually launched the construction of a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River connecting Guwahati's Narengi and Darang's Kuruva and Guwahati's Ring Road project from the same venue. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next generation reforms. Speaking at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association at Chennai yesterday, Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. The finance minister said 8 years ago, when the tax was introduced, a total of 65 lakh companies had paid GST. Today, it has increased to 1.5 crores. She said that the tax system has led to one nation and one tax. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision on the next generation of GST reforms was materialized in the beginning of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Every day we bring you information on different sectors which have benefited from the next-gen GST reforms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated India's largest and most modern sports complex at Narayanpura, Ahmedabad yesterday. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Shah reaffirmed the Modi government's commitment to make India a top sporting nation by 2047. He stated that the new complex is the country's largest and the world's most advanced, expressing confidence that Ahmedabad will soon become Asia's sports capital and a prime venue for the Commonwealth Games. Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel also attended the event. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047, stressing on inflation being under control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. The minister said cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. Mr. Goyal said that the RBI was mandated to continuously monitor India's fiscal and monetary policy. The minister also highlighted government's efforts to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. China has hit out at the US over President Donald Trump's recent call for 50 to 100% tariffs on Beijing for its close ties with Russia. While speaking at a news conference in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, on Saturday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said that wars cannot solve problems and that sanctions would only complicate them. The Chinese Foreign Minister also called for promoting multilateralism, strengthening multilateral mechanisms, and jointly safeguarding the purposes and principles of the UN Charter. India registered a dominant 7-wicket win over Pakistan in their Group A match of Asia Cup held tonight in Dubai with Kuldeep Yadav as a player of the match. Skipper Surya Kumar Yadav sealed the victory in style with a towering 6, guiding India comfortably past the modest target set by their arch rivals. Chasing just 128 runs, India looked in control right from the start. Opener Abhishek Sharma gave the team a flying start, smashing 31 off 13 balls. Surya Kumar Yadav anchored the innings with an unbeaten 47, while Tilak Verma added a steady 31 to help India cruise to victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.